Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. Today we are talking about the subject of love. Jesus gave a very clear commandment in John chapter 15 when he told his disciples, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." James, in the second chapter, refers to this command to love our neighbor as ourself and calls it the royal law. Jesus came and fulfilled all the law, and you could say he boiled it down to two simple commands when he said to love God and to love our neighbor. As born-again believers, we have been given a reservoir of God's agape, unconditional love poured into our own hearts when we received Christ as our Savior and His Spirit came to dwell inside of us. The whole world is looking for love. They are looking for someone who's real, someone who really knows how to love, whose love is not selfish, is not self-centered, doesn't fade out, burn out, or tire out when the other person isn't performing exactly perfectly the way they would like. God's called us to live a life where we're walking in agape love everywhere we go. Agape love, that unconditional love, is a very irresistible quality. It's a magnet to people because they've been looking for someone, somewhere, who really knows how to love. God's called us to be those people. People the whole world can look at and see in us a reflection of God's love. But we must be able to walk that out on a daily basis in the middle of a very wicked world where people, and in their fallen nature, their fallen state, do not respond lovingly, do not act lovingly, do not have purity in their thoughts and in their words and in their actions towards us, and yet we're still called to love them unconditionally. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 gives us a graphic illustration of what that love should look like. Yesterday, we talked about the quality of love that displays itself in both patience with people and kindness towards people. Today, I want to talk with you about this quality of love in 1 Corinthians 13:4, where it says, "Love does not envy." The Amplified Translation says, "Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy." This is a clear picture for us that God's unconditional love operating through a human vessel will not have a jealous thought, will not have an envious feeling towards another person. The dictionary defines jealousy as full of envy, grudging, resentful, or suspicious, or discontent, or ill will at another's good fortune because one wishes it had been his. When you have feelings of discontent or ill will at another person's good fortune, you have envy or jealousy operating in you. This is a sign that God's agape love, that perfect unconditional love, is not operating through you because love is never envious. Love does not boil over with jealousy. Jealousy is a very dangerous spirit that fights against you walking in love toward other people. The Bible instructs us in Romans 12:15 to rejoice with those who rejoice. A person who's walking in love is able to be happy when others prosper, when others succeed, or when others are blessed, when someone else is promoted, even when you are not, when someone else is recognized, even when you are not. But the spirit of jealousy or envy will try to quench that spirit of love inside of you. But God wants us to be people so committed to walking in unconditional love that we will not tolerate the spirit of envy or jealousy working through us. God wants us to resist that spirit of jealousy and envy with a passion so that we recognize that is trying to quench that agape love from operating through you. God wants you to be a person who can rejoice with those who rejoice, who can praise God when someone else is blessed and not give in to a spirit of jealousy or envy. The story is told that back in the 4th century, during the time of monks and monasteries, that some demons were sent out to tempt a certain monk. They tempted him with every temptation possible, from lust to materialism, and nothing could succeed. Frustrated, the demons returned to Satan and expressed their plight. Satan responded that they had been far too hard on the man. He said, "Send him a message that his brother has just been made the bishop of Antioch. Bring him good news." The demons returned and reported the message, and in that instant, the monk fell into the sin of jealousy and envy. Envy and jealousy are very subtle sins that we often do not even recognize as sin. We may instead feel sorry for ourselves and feel that we are justified in the feeling of envy that wells up in us when someone else is perhaps promoted, recognized, praised, or prospered in some way. And yet God identifies here in 1 Corinthians 13 that jealousy and envy are a very clear antithesis to true love, because true love is able to rejoice for someone else and is not focused on itself, it's focused on the other. Love's goal is always blessing for someone else. Love isn't seeking blessing for itself. The spirit of envy and jealousy keep a person looking at what they lack and what another has gained. It is a very subtle, but it's an insidious, demonic strategy to try to get you out of love, to get you knocked out, so to speak, of the realm of agape, unconditional love. God wants you to be able to walk in agape love toward every person, regardless of how they behave, regardless of who they are, regardless of what's happening in their life. You're still able to love them unconditionally. You're not disturbed if they treat you poorly, but you're also not disturbed if they prosper and are blessed in front of your eyes when you are not. If you've struggled with this area of envy and jealousy, understand that you are outside the realm of agape love. You're not walking in love when you're feeling envious or jealous of someone else. We need to recognize envy and jealousy as spirits that they are. There are principalities of jealousy that try to rule and reign in people's lives. And usually there are two ways that jealousy or envy enter a person's life. One is through comparison, where you compare your lot with someone else's, and the other is through competition, wanting to keep up with other people. Regardless of which way that spirit of envy or jealousy makes inroads into your life, we need to recognize it, call it for what it is. It's sin. Jealousy and envy are sins in the eyes of God, and they are snares that the devil will send to try to knock you out of the realm of love. And do you recognize that Galatians tells us that faith, Your ability to trust and believe God for things He's promised in His Word is completely neutralized when you're not walking in love. It says faith worketh by love. That's Galatians 5:20. God wants you to be able to have your faith operational, powerful, working, always able to obtain from God what's needed in your life, but you're knocked out of that realm. You could say your faith is unplugged when you're not walking in love anymore. And when you're in the gall of jealousy or in the grip of envy, you are outside of the realm of unconditional love. God wants you to have joy when someone else has joy, not envy when they have received blessing in their life. If you're struggling with this, pray with me right now and just say, Father God, I confess jealousy and envy as sin. I ask you to remove every trace of it from my heart. I renounce agreement with it, and I bless that person, and I ask you to bless them more. In Jesus' name, amen. God wants to give you the supernatural grace to walk in love toward all persons and not to fall prey to the snare or the trap of the enemy of jealousy and envy, because it takes you out of the realm of unconditional love. Join me tomorrow as we continue this study on the royal law of love. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a Supply Keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.